from the things love that means to me. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We want to live in your presence. Let your presence make the difference in somebody's life today. Give us a change of story, a testimony to the glory of your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Welcome everyone here this morning still to this third service on the second Sunday of our 3 Sundays of glory. Today, reigning through righteousness, part 3, is our objective, it's our topic. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. Our text said, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment." A king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Reigning through righteousness, part 3. Our objective is to understand the connection between righteousness and reigning in life, and also to understand how righteousness facilitates reigning in life. There is an inextricable connection between righteousness and reigning in life. In the first service, we saw Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12, confirms to us that the throne is established by righteousness. The throne is established by righteousness. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 5 also confirms to us. He said, "Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness." His throne shall be established in righteousness. Psalm 97 and in verse 2. 97 verse 2. "Clouds and darkness around about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne." If you supply righteousness, God will supply rulership. Thrones are established by righteousness. Example, look at the life of Joseph. We looked at that example in the first service. And the example of Queen Esther in the second service. In this third service, we shall look at Daniel. Daniel, along with his friends, 3 friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were people who were enthroned in Babylon by the power of uprightness. Slaves and strangers in a foreign land became the most important principal persons in the land by the power of uprightness. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. In the selection process, they said, they should select children in whom was no blemish. People that couldn't be faulted. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were selected to stand in the palace of the king. Look at that. He said, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding signs, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. The number one qualification for them to stand in the king's palace was that in them there was no blemish. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, and Daniel proposed, but Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. That was the kind of person Daniel was. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 14, all the way to verse 16, we saw his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? If you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image that I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. That was the kind of stand that these young men had. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 48, after King Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts, he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. In verse 49, Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Rulership is directly proportional. Righteousness is directly proportional to rulership. Your level of righteousness will determine your level of rulership with God. These were young men that made up their mind. They made up their mind that they will not defile themselves. They made up their mind that they will not be like every other person else. And God took them up by the power of righteousness. Now listen. How does righteousness enthrone? In the first service, we saw that righteousness attracts the favor of God. And the favor of God is doorway to the throne. Righteousness attracts the favor of God. When you walk in righteousness, you walk in divine favor. We saw that through our scripture. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Proverbs 16 verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When you live right and you please God with your life, God gives you favor. And that favor takes you to the palace. Number 2. Righteousness attracts the oil on the life of a person. And oil empowers for the throne. The righteousness, upright living, pours oil on your head. And the oil on your head positions the crown on your head. We saw in Psalm 45 and in verse 7, where it said, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. If you love righteousness and you hate wickedness, then you are set for the oil on your head. And what is the meaning of oil on your head? Leviticus chapter 21 and in verse 12. B, the B part. He said that for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him.
The oil on your head positions a crown on your head. To be upright is to be anointed, and to be anointed is to be uplifted. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. That was point number two. Number three, righteousness establishes people in the presence of God. And the presence of God positions people on the throne. Righteousness establishes people in the presence of God, and the presence of God positions people on the throne. The level of cleanness of life you maintain determines the presence of God you can enjoy. Again, the level of cleanness of life you maintain determines the level of divine presence you can enjoy. Right? Psalm 24 verse 3. Psalm 24 verse 3. The Bible said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who can hang around God? He said, he that has clean hands, that has a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, that person that has not sworn deceitfully. He said, that one shall receive the blessing of the Lord. So who is that person that can hang around God? It's a person with clean hands, a pure heart. Psalm 15 verse 1 also gives us further explanation. He said, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell? Who shall dwell? Verse 1. Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Then he said, he that walks uprightly, that walketh righteousness, that speaketh the truth in his heart. Does that make sense to you? So your upright living keeps you in the presence of God. And the presence of God positions you on the throne. That was what happened to Joseph. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. That was a major secret of Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And in verse 21, and the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. When you maintain cleanness of hands and life, you maintain the presence of God. And when God is with you, he takes you to places of power, places of relevance, places of influence. That was the same secret that David had. The Lord was with David. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 25. You look at that. In 1 Samuel chapter 18. And Saul said. Alright. Verse 24. Alright. And the servants of Saul. No, go ahead. I want to read that. And the servants of Saul told him, saying, on this manner speak David. Go ahead. And Saul said, thus shall you say to David, the king desired not any dowry but 100 foreskins. Verse 26. Alright, I think I missed something somewhere. I'll check it back and let you know how the Lord was with David. Okay, let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 10. And David went on and grew great. And the Lord God of hosts, the word the Lord God of hosts is the God of the armies. The Lord God of the armies was with him. That was the secret of David's enthronement. I speak by prophecy to somebody. The presence of God that will position you on the throne will accompany you from this ground. It will accompany you from this ground. Where I was reading first was 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 28. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 28. And Saul knew that the Lord was with David. And that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. Saul knew, if God is with this man, the throne cannot be deprived him. If God is with this man, I can't stop him. If God is with this man, he must occupy the throne. Beloved brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter who is not with you per time. If God is with you per time, your destiny is intact. Your future is intact. Your position is intact. It doesn't matter who is on the other side. It doesn't matter who is lobbying for a position. All you need to lobby for is the presence of God. Just ensure that God is with you, and the throne shall be your portion, and the position shall be your portion. I prophesy to somebody here, by the presence of God around you, you shall take your place on the throne. You shall take your place on the throne. You shall take your place on the throne. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, don't struggle too much. To know many people. Don't struggle too much to know many people. Just struggle to know God. Because when you know God, He will make the right people to know you. Do you see the other? You are struggling to know people, but you decided to know God. Then you are not the one that God is to make to know the right people. He will make the right people. That is my story. That is my experience. I don't struggle for people. I don't struggle for people. By His mercy. Not today. Not yesterday. In all humility, I better wait for God for 3 hours. Than to wait on a mortal man for 3 hours. In all humility. I better spend the whole day fasting and waiting on God than spend the whole day waiting for a mortal man in an office. I can assure you that if you can spend such a time waiting for your maker, He will make the mortal men to send for you. Did you hear the testimony that one of our sisters in the choir shared in the second service? She had challenges where she had situation of indebtedness. She had loans and everything was upside down. And she said, a man came to her and said to her, I think a former, somebody she worked for before, and said to her, what problem do you have? Because Pastor Paul Enenche keeps on bringing you, holding your hand and brought you to me and say she has problem. Help her. Have you heard of such a thing? He has problem. Help her. Find out from her what is her problem. Help her. Not one, not two. He will see, the man will dream in the night and he will see me holding the sister's hand and carry her and say, take, help her. She has problem. Not once, not. You see, I keep seeing him. So what is your problem? You see, I have a loan that I have not been able to pay. How much? He cleared it on the spot. She was not the one that looked for the man. All she needed to do was to look for God. And then God made the man to look for her. Hey! What I am saying is, this just confirmed right now. All you need is, and I'm not saying you should disrespect people. I'm not saying you should not keep appointments. What I am saying is, let's put the priorities right. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let your most intensive pursuit be God. Let God be the object of your pursuit. And then He will make those that normal people pursue to pursue you. Before this week is out, somebody here shall be sought after. They will pursue you. They will look for you. They will send for you. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And that is it.
Righteousness establishes you in the presence of God. And if we are to begin to draw the conclusion, it is also important to notice that unrighteousness dethrones. It dethrones the same way that righteousness enthrones. Unrighteousness dethrones.
Adam and Eve were kings in Eden, Garden of Eden.
They were dethroned. We saw that in the first service. And then, Queen Vashti and Lucifer, you forgot? Queen Vashti, all right, you took it as a third example. Queen Vashti was dethroned with pride and arrogance. Lucifer, the son of the morning, was dethroned.
Arrogance, pride. He became bigger than the God who made him.
He lost his throne, his rulership. And of course, Judas Iscariot. Judas is callous. Very, very callous. Was Judas not callous? The person who trusted you until he gave you treasurer. You betrayed him. You stole money until you sold him. The money he was stealing was not enough until he sold the master totally. Gabadiah. Just to say it in an English form. He sold him. Can you sell what you don't own? How much did Judas buy him?
They weighed him 30 pieces of silver.
Now, the Judas case is one of the saddest cases in the Bible. The first one, the saddest one was the day Adam was driven from the Garden of Eden. That's the saddest moment in human history. Where God said, come out, be going. And of course, Judas is callous. Look at Matthew chapter 19 and verse 28. Jesus Christ was speaking to Judas and his brethren. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, those of you who have followed me, all of you, including Judas, including Peter, James, John, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also, Judas, John, Peter, Thaddeus, all of you, shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That is Judas Iscariot. There is a throne for everybody, including yourself. Luke chapter 22, verse 28 to verse 30. Jesus also repeated this. You which have continued with me in my temptations, I will appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 12 thrones, including Judas Iscariot's throne. But iniquity will never allow Judas to sit on the throne. What a destiny abortion. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 24, we saw how Jesus was lamenting concerning Judas. He said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man, and that man was Judas, by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he was not born. The same person that has a throne with him now, just now, he has messed up until it was better his mother didn't give birth to him. That is repeated in Mark chapter 14, verse 21. That is also repeated in Luke chapter 22, verse 22. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written, as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Read it. Let's read the other one, Mark 14, 21. He said, the Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him. He said, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man
if he had never been born. Acts chapter 1 verse 16. When they were trying to replace Judas, look at what scripture said. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Verse 2. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. What a man. A throne that was never occupied. We say that iniquity can dethrone, but this one, he never entered the throne. Do you know the meaning of that? There is a fraudulent practice you can be involved in today that involves only 500,000. That will cut you off forever from the $500 million that God had in mind for your life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is a mess up you can mess up today. Lie you can tell, and fraudulent operations and bribe and all those kind of things that just say, look at your seat there. You will sit it. Sit on it. Moses, look at the promised land there. You won't enter it. I beg. Forget. Don't beg. It's a concluded matter. You won't go. Joshua, you refuse to honor me before Israel. I say, speak to the rock. You smote the rock. And you took my glory. When you say, must we give you water from the rock? You and who? Me and you? And God said, as close as Moses was, he said, it is a concluded conclusion. You will enter. Look at it. What is the use looking at food you can't eat? Are you following what I'm saying? What is the use? What is the use inspecting a house you will not live in? Go to inspect the house. That was Judas Iscariot. It will never be your portion. Any money that will prevent you from entering your destiny, may it never cross your hand. Any relationship that will cut you off from your future, may you never step into it. Any association that will deprive you of your destiny, may you never get there. Any closed door, any open door that will close the rest of your destiny, may that door never open for you. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's a very, very sad case. You have a throne, Judas, but you are unable to enter it. What is our conclusion today? One, we already said it abundantly. Righteousness enthrones. But beyond that, it gives stability to the throne. Righteousness does not only give you a throne, it makes you stable on that throne. It makes you stable on that throne. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus Christ, concerning Jesus, is upon the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Because you love righteousness, you hate iniquity, I stabilize you on the throne. You know the reason for the instability in African countries, third world countries, is because thrones are sitting on unrighteousness. Did you hear what I just said? Thrones sitting on unrighteousness.
Somebody who didn't near win election at all is in power as counselor, as chairman, as governor, as senator, as whatever it is, unrighteousness. People who kill to get into power. People who changed figures. So nothing is stable. Adversity, calamity, disaster, poverty, wretchedness, emptiness. Many of us wonder why the first world countries, most of them are very stable. It's because the strictness with which they pursue it. People vote and the votes count. And people are ready to defend the vote. And all the way through the system, everything works. You can't even be sworn in if you didn't win election. Not to talk of tribunal. Not to talk of court. You can't. So you see, people are trying to run away from here to run out there. Because it is working there. Look at our fellow African country. South Africa here. Our people are victims there. Somebody was telling me of another country, I think in Asia or somewhere, where they have ordered all Nigerians to get out. Nothing is stable where there is unrighteousness. Nothing. Where somebody who is in prison is an officer in the system. Oh, yes. There was a country in, I think, in Costa Rica. A very rugged man became president, Christian child of God. You know what he did? He searched everybody and jailed four former presidents, sent them straight to jail. Unrighteousness, unrighteousness. Unrighteousness brings instability. Unrighteousness brings calamity. Unrighteousness brings adversity. Unrighteousness makes the devil to do overtime. But God shall give us victory. God shall give us victory. God shall give us victory. Lift your right hand and say, Father, we receive victory in your name. We receive victory. In your name, we receive victory. In your name. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter how many people are perpetrating evil wherever you are. Hold on to righteousness. Light and darkness may run race. And it may appear as if darkness is winning initially. But light will win eventually. In your life, light shall win. In Africa, light shall win. In Nigeria, light shall win. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudmost amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Remain standing. Righteousness enthrones. And secondly, unrighteousness dethrones. In fact, it denies a person access to the throne. That was what happened to Judas Iscariot. He couldn't even access the throne, not to talk of being dethroned. He couldn't sit on that throne. Uphold righteousness, and you will be upheld by God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Listen to this. Somebody say, but it is possible for people to do unrighteousness and it looks like they are succeeding. One, that success is temporary. It's filled with sorrow. And number two, whatever people do in this time, they pay for it in eternity. There is a righteous judge
that can't be compromised. For it is appointed unto men once to die. After that is a judgment. He's sitting right there waiting for all of us.
He's waiting for you. He's waiting for the governor. He's waiting for the senator. He's waiting for the president and the vice.
And all presidents.
He's waiting for everybody. Say you have done your, you have finished ruling, you have finished, you are director of this, you are director of that. Give account of all the monies under your care.
Give account of all the monies under your care. You are in charge of this and that. Under your watch, so much blood flowed. Pay for those lives. And I see that God beginning to do some very, very drastic things even before people meet him face to face. I see him do some things in our time, in our lives.
They gave you money to build hospital. You ate all the money. You didn't supply the correct equipment. Many women died while trying to give birth to children. Pay for their lives.
They gave you money to construct road. You ate all the money. The road was bad. It had potholes. People died en masse on that road. Pay for their lives.
Who can pay? People just moving about doing things as if what we carry in our nose is ordinary breath. 4 seconds when the breath ceases, the brain is dead.
4 minutes, brain dead, gone to eternity. No babalawo, mamalawo, boyalawo, occultic babyalawo, witchalawo can wake you up.
Someone say amen. Someone say louder amen. We receive the help of God. So please, let's do all the things we do with this consciousness in mind. That even if it appears like someone is succeeding here, there is another place there
before a God that cannot be intimidated.
You don't use red eyes to frighten lion.
Can't.
It's a new day. But I see grace coming upon somebody and the help of God to do the right thing.
Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings.
Appreciate the Lord of Lords. I appreciate the I am that I am. Appreciate the Ancient of Days, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Keren Yesha, Jehovah Olamore. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rufeka. Thank you, Keren Yesha. Lekeseke palagayadayalala hashta. Lift your voice and appreciate him. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we glorify you. To you be the praise. To you be the honor. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace. I receive the help to live for you. To do your will. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord, to do your will. I receive the grace to carry out your purpose for my life in the land of the living. I receive the grace to live in uprightness
to live in righteousness. I receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Father, we receive the grace. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Magnify your name. Glorify your name. Magnify your name. We glorify your name. El Shaddai, lift your hands and worship him. Honor him, adore him. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Everywhere you are here, in this sanctuary, and all the sanctuaries of Dunamis Church where the worship is going on around the world today. You want help from God. You want forgiveness for your sins. You want Jesus to come into your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All those who pray that prayer, you meant it. Can I see your hand? Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to see your face. Pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward and make your ways right with God. Everyone who prayed that prayer or you are interested in surrendering your life to Jesus today, quickly carry your Bibles and bags. The rest of us, take your seat. Choir, take that song. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7-1.
Instrument, oh Lord, let me be your servant.
your right hand on your chest, all of you here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I receive the grace to live for you and do your will. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, the grace to do your will, I receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. The grace to live for God released upon you. The grace to do his will released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. To pray for the man there with the neck.
A confrontation with someone who threatened, and then in the dream saw the person.
A confrontation with someone,
yes, sir.
And the person threatened.
The person threatened. In the dream, he saw the person holding.
In the dream, he saw the person choking him.
Yes, sir. And then gradually, the pain started on the neck.
Physically, like that. I thought those kind of people use other people's faces. He came directly choking you. From Abuja Clinic, cervical curvature is compromised. What? Somebody choked his neck until he bent it. His neck. Cervical curvature is compromised. Mild spiking of the intercondylar eminences is noted. Paraspinal muscle spasms. There is a deviation of the neck towards this side. Huh? Yes, the bone bent, lateral deviation of the neck of the spine. Thoracic kyphosis. That is. What? Now this thing is there is a bending here sideways, and there is a bending down here, the lumbar region. Let's see. Don't need to pull the shirt. Oh, you are wearing a corset, a lumbar jacket. You are wearing it before you wore this singlet on top. Come over here. Stretch your hands towards it. Let this arrow return back to her. Father, let that arrow return back to her. Hold it. He had a confrontation with somebody. The person appeared in the night and choked him. He woke up. This is bent. Here is bent. And down is bent. Up is bent sideways. Down is bent forward. That devil is a bastard. I take authority over this devil. Anywhere you came from, I curse you to go. Get out! Go! 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 Go!
go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Command the neck bone to straighten. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Become normal. Become normal. Become normal. Become normal. Become normal. All the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. In the name of Jesus, I call it done. Stand up. Touch you.
Everybody lift up your hands. I want this same power to reach you where you are. Maybe you are a victim of enemy arrows. It was an arrow, bent his neck, stiffened it, bent his back, thoracic vertebrae, lumbar vertebrae, all lordosis here, kyphosis up there. Lift your two hands. Everywhere we are in all our locations, listen, the same power here is the power there. And all of you, everywhere Dunamis Church is established. Everyone you see per time on that altar, per time, is having the backing of a mantle. Our greatest asset in this church is not an individual, not even this pastor. It is the presence of God. Am I communicating? It is the presence of Jehovah God first. That is why people enter this sanctuary and get miracles without anybody touching them. The presence of Jehovah first and the mantle that is at the backing of this commission. That is the mantle that is where you are in that location. Not the person that is standing there per time, but the mantle of the commission and the God who is at our back here. And in the name of that God, I prophesy upon all of us here right now. And by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of fire that is at the back of this commission, I prophesy power to prevail over barrenness, power to prevail over poverty, over singleness of life. That's right. Help them already. Power to prevail over witchcraft altars, ancestral altars, generational altars, family altars. That's right. That's right. That's right. The power is already everywhere. Power to prevail over the powers of the serpent, the demon of cancer, over the demon of HIV, over the power of hepatitis. Power to prevail over the curse of AIDS. Power to prevail over wickedness, human wickedness, household wickedness. Power to prevail over limitations, embargoes placed. Power to prevail is coming upon you now. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let it happen. 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 Leke shatalala. At the count of seven, you will bring the hand on your head and scream power at the top of your voice. And that power will establish something upon your life. It will break a chain. It will cause you to prevail over your current battle, over the arrow of wickedness, over the arrow of witchcraft, over the arrow of darkness. You will receive divine encounters, prophetic encounters, angelic visitation that will alter something. Receive the power at the count of seven. You will place the hand and scream, power! Receive it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive the power. Receive in prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Iletike sike pepelaya. Ikata la ya 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 hasta. Le parata sata la bada 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 bahusala la. Le ferete sika la bada ya la hasta. Le kefete perata sate kala ya la. Receive the power. Receive the power. Receive the power. Receive that power. Receive it now. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken. The limitation is broken. The embargo is broken. Receive it now. Receive. Receive. You came with a document for impartation. You can lift it up as well. The same power that came upon you now comes upon that material, comes upon that document, and the testimony is yours. The same power comes upon that document, comes upon that material. I prophesy a testimony. 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 Receive it now! Receive it now! Receive it now! So shall it be. Power to prevail over adverse times is released upon you. I call it dawn in the name of the Father and of the Son. Drop that thing on the ground like Moses dropped the rod. And now pick it up with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Loudmost shout of victory. Loudmost shout of victory. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say a louder amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands, your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, the west. All that is yours, no devil shall take back or keep in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Pick up your offerings very quickly, tithes, pledges, and all that we have to honor God. Lift the offerings high. Father, bless the offerings of every giver. Multiply harvest back. And let the hands lifted never drop to bed. In Jesus' precious name. Pass it on quickly. Please, no movement. Give us 1 minute and we are through. Details are on the screen for online givers. Give online. For those who are watching and participating in this service now, wondering how to give, the details are on the screen. Ushers, please, no movement, no movement. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Anybody who has been blessed today, shout the loud, must say amen. Midweek service shall be a great time profiting in righteousness, the prophets of righteousness. Tuesday, healing, deliverance service, explosive time. Saturday, the home church will be holding. And of course, coming Sunday is a healing, deliverance, and breakthrough Sunday service. That is the third Sunday. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. That is the third Sunday in our Sunday services of 3 Sundays of glory. And after that, we'll know what to do. Invite friends and loved ones. The handbills are available. And let them know that something great is happening here. Somebody say a loud amen. For those who may not be aware, the Lord's Garden, maybe someday we'll let you know exactly what the development plan is in this place, what is all encompassing. It is more like a one-stop place. Medical center is coming shortly over there. School is here. This is the Rose of Sharon Park. That's where you can go for prayer walk, sit out in meditation, study of the word, go with your children and family for picnic, and you know, after Sunday service or even Saturday afternoon or evening or morning, just come in there, chill in God's presence. It's one thing to go to a park or a garden. It's another one to go to one that is literally in the presence of God. And you step in there, enjoy your life, take pictures, send to your friends, and let them know that there is fun, good fun in God's presence. There is joy, good joy in God's presence. All that you are seeing is right on this ground. Take your time and take advantage of these places, and the Lord will bless you. Isn't it beautiful? There are places there you go, and if you took some pictures there, somebody may be asking you, when did you travel to Dubai or America or somewhere? Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Be up standing with a shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. Hold someone's hand near you and lift it up. And all those who are here in Dunamis for the first time, kindly join us forward. God bless you. One more time, I prophesy upon every location. I prophesy progress. I prophesy increase. I prophesy speed. I prophesy the same upon the glory dome. Increase, speed, progress. In Jesus' name, lift your hands. If you are in Dunamis for the first time, kindly join us all.
As you live here today,
as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Shine upon you. Oh, and be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you. Shake three hands around you and congratulate them. And now, what is your portion? What is your inheritance? What is your possession? What is your testimony? Greater glory, that is your portion. God bless you. See you on Tuesday, see you on Wednesday, see you on Saturday, and see you back on Sunday.